Let's do it.
That's right, Kenny. It's time for our own in-house meatmonger, and he's also a hotelier who, you know, is connected with that question I just asked Laurie about, you know, B&B, Airbnbs. They might be affecting his business. His name is Sean Kelly with Black Angus Fine Meats and Game. Good morning, buddy.
Only the people trying to rent out shacks.
How you doing?
Excellent, excellent. How's everybody in the schwa?
Great. It's a long weekend, and we get to work this Saturday while everybody else is out playing. It can't get any better than that.
Well, you're the boss, so the only one I feel sorry for is Stevie. And you're giving him Tuesday off anyways, right?
You might as well feel sorry for Petey, too. Give them both some support, will you?
Is Pete not in the office today?
No, but you can feel sorry for him anyways.
No, Pete gets all his long weekends. I don't feel sorry for him at all.
Oh. All right.
He works doing what he loves. Unlike, you know, like not like the rest of us. If you could make the money at gambling, you'd be doing that instead of what you're doing.
That was good.
Was that a low blow? Did I detect a low
blow?
No,
it's true.
Yeah. Is it?
True. You and McCowan could retire together and both go to Vegas.
But got news for you. He already did. at least I think that's what he did. Who knows? Nobody knows. Have you heard anything on that?
No, I only got it from you. I'm in isolation up here.
Oh, so that's true, too.
I only get my news from you, so I might be in big problems up here as far as making a lot of decisions.
Up here, of course, is MacTier, one of the many locations for Black Angus Fine Meats and Game, the flagship of the whole deal, I think, in terms of location, is 360 Rivas Road, where I normally visit when I am in need of protein and sustenance, just north of Lakeshore in Mississauga, nice and close to everybody. Pop in there, and it's like being a candy. Like, for me, it's a candy store. It's just fantastic. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, we're coming up with some more stuff, more marinades, more different stuff. Hands-on, Ange, hands-on. I've got a new product that I'm just creating now. Going to, like, wait till you try this. It's basically called my own little hoagie burger recipe. Oh, my God, is it good.
What's a hoagie burger recipe? What is a hoagie
basically
burger?
What I do is when we're making steaks, we always have small little bits of beautiful trim that come off of it that don't might have a little bit of fat on the outside. Well, I clean those all up and I take them and I mix them in with some beautiful red onions, some red peppers, a little bit of red tomato, maybe some actually fresh tomatoes in there, and we blend them all together with a little bit of nice olive oil and maybe a bit of barren steak spice. And then I freeze them into small little patties, okay? And then you take these small little patties, once they're frozen, you throw them on the barbecue, right? And then they all cook together like a burger would. Just when it's about to be finished cooking, you take a nice slab of white cheese and you put it on top and you close the lid and let the cheese melt all over that concoction. Then you slap it on a bun and it spreads right out and the cheese is running and all that. And my wife gets up here today and sees the trailer. She's going to see firsthand results of how juicy those things are.
Oh, my God. You just killed everybody that's listening to the program. I can smell it. I can hear it. I can smell it. My friend. I'm not done with you yet, but I do have to take a quick break. More journal after this. There, go away.
The Blue Jays live here, and we say, mi casa is su casa, which we believe translates to, let's go Blue Jays. Your home of the Toronto Blue Jays is Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
At Mercury, we put everything we have into our engines, and we take every ounce we can out of them. So when we set out to build a completely new engine, we looked at every nut, bolt, screw, shaft, gear, and cowling, and then we started innovating. New engineering, top secret alloys, and ended up creating the lightest line of engines in their class, so you can get way, way more out of way, way less. Introducing the all-new V6 Mercury 4-strokes. Lighter, quicker, more efficient. Mercury, go boldly.
Sportsnet 590 The Fan is on the Radio Player Canada app. Cast Sportsnet 590 The Fan from the app to a nearby TV with a Google Home or any Chromecast-enabled device.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, CARS-FOR-KIDS.
online at carsforkids.ca. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll benefit a child and get a maximum tax credit.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and truck donations.
This is Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Making his case. I'm Maria Stanobain with your Sportsnet Central update. The hottest hitter in baseball has been Lourdes Gurriel Jr. The 25-year-old has 14 home runs since May 24th. That's the most in the majors during that span. And last night, two of those 14 came against the Royals in the Jays 6-2 win at home. With Gurriel Jr. on a roll, should he be repping the team at the All-Star game? Well, this is how Charlie Montoyo began his post-game presser.
Okay, I'm here to make a push for Gurriel for the All-Star game.
All-Star pitchers and reserves will be named tomorrow at 5 p.m. Meanwhile, the Jays and Royals are back at it this afternoon at Rogers Center. First pitch at 4:07. You can listen on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Watch it on Sportsnet. Now, we may not know much about Kawhi Leonard, but we do know today is his 28th birthday, and we do know that he has a big week coming up. The free agent is reportedly set to meet with the Clippers, Lakers, and Raptors, and the latest rumors have the Lakers as being a serious threat to sign the Finals MVP, according to Mark Stein of the New York Times. NBA free agency kicks off tomorrow night at 6. And in a surprising announcement, free agent point guard Darren Collison retired from the NBA after 10 seasons, the 31-year-old told Mark Spears of The Undefeated that he wants to focus on his faith more. And the NHL should be an interesting long weekend with free agency kicking off July 1st at noon. Sportsnet will have a special Hockey Central signing season show Monday starting at 11 a.m. Meanwhile, the Leafs were busy yesterday extending RFAs Kasperi Kapanen and Andreas Janssen, leaving Mitch Marner as their last RFA to sign. And tonight, the Canadian men's national team will take on Haiti in the CONCACAF Gold Cup quarterfinals. Canada finished with a 2-0-1 record in the group stage. Haiti finished 3-0. Game time is set for 7. You're listening to the Outdoor Journal on Toronto Sports Radio, Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Let's do it.
Welcome back to the program, and thank you, Maria Sambam. I miss Maria. I miss having her. Not that Jessica Ellis is any slouch by any means. You know, you get used to people. I'm like that.
You can still hear her every morning.
I know. Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Lavity, Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis, and, of course, our own in-house meat monger. That's why you were just entertained by that wonderful little piece of musical. What a gem. It's a musical gem is what it is.
A remix.
Black Angus Fine Meats and Game. Sean Kelly on the line with us today. And he was just telling us about, he had us drooling. I had to, during the break, I had to get somebody in here to mop up my my table here. I was drooling all over it. That sounds very good, Sean. And can folks experience that too, what you just talked about?
Here you can, because I've been working on these all week. In fact, you know, it's been my substance all week. That's pretty much all I've eaten the whole week. I want to perfect the recipe, you know what I mean? I don't want to give it out to the public. And I can use different meats for this. This doesn't have to be beef. It could be chicken. It could be pork. It could be wild boar. It could be anything to make these Smash Mouth burgers. Oh, geez, they're good. They're good.
Oh, veggie.
And I'm putting them on. Go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was putting them on Don's scones as well, which is a beautiful bun that's made special here only in Bala, only available in the summer months. And that's what I've been serving them on. And my goodness me, they soak. If you were eating with a scone instead of just with your hand, you, sir, would not have made that mess on your table in front of you there. You would have been fine.
So I need to get a scone on my table when I drool over your story.
Well, you have to put your Smash Mouth burger into a scone so it actually holds all these excess juices. It's just unbelievable. If I was Steve, I would drive to Mac Tier today before I went to his little, double-wide there in Peterborough. Double-wide, yeah. And he could load up with that stuff.
I could just see him in the little short shorts, the little denim short shorts.
Short shorts.
Hanging around. Yeah.
I don't wear short shorts.
He doesn't. And I've seen pictures on Facebook. He wears these flowery little Byway bathing suits.
All right.
No comment.
So I need to ask, we got to get back to business here. You're pulling me off the track, and I'm trying to stay focused on the program. All right. So I was asked by a very good friend of mine from Sault Ste. Marie, who makes every year, they make, they do the Italian thing. They make all the salsiccia, the prosciutto, the capigliolo, you know, you name it, they make it. And most of it, he uses pork as the base for these sausages and capigliolo and stuff. And he was talking about wild boar, and he said, you know, I was looking into that wild boar to see if maybe I could change over to wild boar from regular pork. And they told me that there wasn't enough fat in the wild boar to do sausages and capigliolo and cacciatore and all that stuff. Is there any, I couldn't even, you know, this guy knows what he's doing, obviously. Is there any truth to that?
Well, I'm not going to argue with his recipe, but why wouldn't you just add more fat? Every time we kill wild boar, non-muscle fat, which would be on the outside, I would say that, 20 pounds per animal is probably discarded into, rendering or waste as opposed to into the meat product. So you're always able to get more fat. We don't do that. We make soap out of ours, as you know. That's why I smell so
lovely,
dandy all the time. You know,
just, I know.
Clean
I know.
Complexion and all that. If Jesus, my eyes would clear up, I'd be laughing. But anyways.
Oh, God, help us all. So what are you saying? Are you saying that I need to call Frank? I've got to call Frank up. And go ahead.
Well, this is another Frank, our buddy Frank in Il Tagliere in Caledon. He's using wild boar. So maybe the two Franks should call each other Frank and get this thing straightened around.
They could be frank with each other, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. I'll hook them up.
And this does not involve Frank D'Angelo at all. We're not bringing him into this conversation.
No, but we should. I think he'd have the solution to all of this. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway,
I need my knees.
You what?
I need my knees.
You need your knees.
My kneecaps.
What's the matter with your kneecaps?
I said I need them.
He's trying to make a joke, but it was a really, really, really dry joke. So
God. I should move on. Thank you. I should move on from that joke.
Yeah.
I want to remind folks that if you do want to get to, by the way, this is Canada Day long weekend. It's arguably the Super Bowl of long weekends in this country. And you have yet to tell me what we should be serving our friends and family on the barbecue this weekend.
What did I just tell you? What did I spend the first 15 minutes of this program telling you?
And then you told me you haven't perfected it yet, and it's not available. Like, what the hell are you talking about?
No, I said I've eaten them every day this week, so I could perfect it. I perfected it here. They're ready. They are ready, my friend. Okay.
Well, how do I get some of those?
You would have actually stopped in to see me a couple of last week when you were whipping by 90 miles an hour. Okay, and it couldn't make that extra 100 yards, I might have given you a few. So don't solicit sympathy. It's not coming your way.
I need to send some folks to 360 Rivas Road in Mississauga.
Okay.
This is where we all live. We don't live up there in MacTier or wherever the hell you are.
So why don't you, if you're going to Mississauga today and you want something great and for the barbecue, my suggestion would be to go a double whammy. I would go a beautiful grass-fed Ontario beef ribeye and pair it with a bison prairie-fed ribeye and do them both. And you can share with your spouse, your friends, your trailerites or whatever, whoever you're hanging around with, and just do a taste comparison of that, okay? Steve, I would suggest you get going early on that because by 6 o'clock at the trailer, it'd be just like Summerside, where that place was that the boys hung around there.
We only do liquid dinners up there.
Oh.
Yeah, well, but that's not good for. Then you can use those Smash Mouth burgers for breakfast with an egg on top.
Exactly.
Can we get that recipe that you were so eloquently talking about a few moments ago?
Recipe? There's no recipe. You have to come in and buy them. I'm not giving away my secrets. Dash, like you and your mouth, right?
Because I was just going to say, I was just going to say, folks could go to blackangusmeat.com just to get recipes on how to prepare some of this wild game and beautiful meats and protein. But obviously, you're reluctant to give away your – it's, you know, it's like us with the Fish in Canada show. Every week, we give away our GPS coordinates for our hotspot. We don't mind sharing that with the people out there. But obviously
– obviously,
you're like the rest of the fishing show community who are very secretive and don't like to give stuff away.
Well, I just gave you a hot spot. The hot spot is next here. Come on in and I'll sell you some.
You're wonderful.
Impress your guests at the cottage. I'll impress them. It's like unbelievable. You know how many people actually come in when I talk to them? They say, can you come and cook for us? And I make them show me a picture of their cottage first before I
of course. Commit. You're no fool.
That's right. and the spare bedroom.
Exactly. Where do I sleep? If you want to visit with Mr. Kelly, you can check him out. Where are you? Are you at McTeer? You're Thornbury?
I'm at McTeer. This is great. That's why our segment goes so long, because we talk about the same thing three or four times over.
I know. I just have to keep reaffirming, because you're a moving target. Apparently, people can't get a hold of you. You're all over the place. So.
Yeah, well, that's my situation these days.
Exactly. 360 Rivas Road in Mississauga. Go down and check them out. Tell them, I don't know, tell them anything you want. They'll look at you. Have a great long weekend, my friend.
Take care, boys.
All right. Sean Kelly, Black Angus Fine Meats and Game. Who cares? I mean, he doesn't, obviously. Why am I so worried about it? You know what I'm saying?
Just go to Walmart.
It doesn't matter. Just go somewhere and get... 360 Rivas Road in Mississauga, just north of Lakeshore. You got to go check this place out. It is unbelievable. If you're in the market for anything consumable, and I'm talking protein in specific now, meats, wild game, and other, check them out, blackangusmeat.com for more information. And believe it or not, contrary to what the owner just said, there are a plethora of recipes there that can help your weekend, especially this long weekend, be a special one.